the United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States their home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. And, in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states.
I often am afraid of the spiritual realms. I feel like I don't know them, that they're foreign to me.
Yes.
And I've also heard it said that it's dangerous to go on the path alone.
True.
And I'm wondering why it's dangerous.
Because spiritual realm, you know, the invisible realm, just as this realm, mm-hmm. you could wander into unknown region, or in some so-called, you know, like not favorable quarter, mm-hmm. yeah. And just like in America or somewhere else, sometimes people advise you not to go there, not to go here. Mm-hmm. They have full quarter, rich quarter, forbidden area, military secret area, and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. If you go there, it's be dangerous for you. Yeah, they might attack you or they might lead you astray, you know, into astral region, some bad region that you could not go out.
So
but if you have a master, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you could get stuck, possibly.
Sure, get stuck there.
You could get confused.
Yeah, or just like here, if you go in some dark area, you shouldn't go at night. You get robbed, mm-hmm. sometimes get killed. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, I guess a further question is, if the universe is just, then how is it that we could encounter danger?
The universe has many levels of consciousness. The universe created many things, has many creations. Just like even in this world, there are many different people, different thinking. We look alike, we are born equal, and we should be equal. But some people are influenced by their own destiny or karma or bad friends, you know, background, and they do some bad things. Yeah, even though they know the law forbid them to kill or to rob and all that, they still do it. Mm-hmm. The same in the universal creation, there are different regions of existence. That's why we have to practice, so we go into a higher one, a better one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are many levels for people to choose, because God gave us free will. So if you don't practice well, you end up in some lower region. That's why we have to practice, so we don't have to go there.
I have one more question.
No problem. Many questions as you ask. Yes.
I feel sometimes weak and tempted by things.
Yes, yes, we all do.
And I'm wondering the different degrees of like karmic consequences and what makes up like a larger karmic consequence than another, because I feel like that giving in to the temptation is the same no matter what.
It's the same?
I mean, like, you can either give in or you can fight the temptation.
Yes.
It's the same, like, either choosing to or not choosing to. It's like...
You mean we are under karma anyway, right? Whatever we do.
I'll give a personal example. I feel like it's no different when I sometimes eat ice cream. I eat it and then I'm full, but it tastes really good, so I keep eating it.
Yes.
And I don't really need to eat it. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's like, it's unnecessary and kind of indulging in somewhat of a form of desire. And I see the process when I have the choice of either stopping or keeping going as the same as like if I were to be tempted by
anything
sexual misconduct or something like that.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is the same. No, but it's not that same. Of course, the consequences are different. Mm-hmm. You know, the ice cream don't hurt you that much, but the other one might. Uh-huh. You see what I mean? If you can indulge yourself in ice cream, it probably make you feel more full and a little uncomfortable later. Uh-huh. But that is very, very physical and temporary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like sexual misconduct, it might lead to some other more complicated things, mm-hmm. and more painful and longer process of pain. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the way that it worked in my mind was I felt just as guilty for eating
ice cream when you don't need as to do that. Oh, no, my goodness. There's no such a thing as everything is the same. No.
Because it bothered me during my meditation.
That is really too much. Just do eat it, okay? And forgive yourself. That's what I do. If it tastes good, eat it. I don't think you ever get fat that much, so it's all right.
Yeah? Thank you, Master.
Yes, it's okay. When you eat ice cream a little bit more, the only person get hurt is you. So the consequence is less than when you have sexual misconduct. You will hurt two or three more person. Uh-huh. Yeah. And hurt more than just their stomach. You hurt when the emotion and everything else. Yes.
Right. When I eat too much ice cream, or I eat too much in general, or I give in to any one of those temptations as I see it in my mind, any temptation at all, I guess maybe it's just because I don't forgive myself, but I feel like that I'm disconnected from the world, that I'm slow and lethargic, and that I can't connect to people.
Oh, how old are you?
23.
Oh, you still have plenty of time to learn, don't worry, okay? Oh my God. Be kind to yourself.
Okay? I'm learning that.
Be kind today. To yourself first, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then you can be kind to everyone else. Oh,
okay.
Eat some more ice cream if you need it. If you don't need it, and if it tastes good, just eat it. And if you worry about it, then don't buy ice cream next time. Or just buy the exact amount, 2 spoonfuls, that's it. And then you don't have the chance to be tempted to eat anymore. How about that? be kind to yourself, okay? You are young, you need a lot more food to grow, all right? You need it. Whatever you need, just eat. But above all, you eat nutritious food. So that once you're full and happy and nourished, you have less chance to want anything else, which is not too beneficial, if you think it that way, yes. And if you are not connected to people so much, well, you have plenty of times. And it's, people is hard to connect to, you know. And if you connect to less people, it's also cool. So nobody bother you mind too much, you know. I was very alone when I was kind of your age or younger. I feel okay. Whoever come into my life, they come. Whoever go, they go. I know, I feel the people come and go just as the guests in hotel, you know. I never feel bothered like, okay, they came, oh, now they're gone. Yes. At 23 or that kind of age, we have, you know, kind of more tendency to have a shallow feeling for everything. Yeah, because we are still new to this world, yeah, you just begin to grow up. So everything takes time, don't worry about it. Whatever you do, just perfect. At your age, now you meditate, and then you have inner guidance. So whatever you do is perfect. And if you do eat a little more ice cream than you need now and again, it's good, it's a charity for ice cream companies, okay? So at least you're doing good to somebody, and nothing too bad come out of it, okay?
Okay.
But take care, you don't eat too much, you have stomach problem, that's all. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Is it clear what I answer you or not?
Forgive myself, and it takes time for those things.
Yeah, be kind to yourself, love yourself, enjoy whatever comes. That's the way to say thank you, I guess, to all the support that the religious people has done to society. Because without faith, without people who are morally stable and disciplined, how society is going to function? If people have no faith to hang on to, no consequence, no fear of consequence or anything, right? The law cannot always stop people. It's the faith inside themselves that make them good and whole, yeah, and holy. I think all of the president or leader of the world should try more, remind people of the spiritual aspect instead of just material aspect, yeah, because it lasts longer, yeah. It's their duty, actually, to remind people of spiritual practice, because that's all we have. That's the only lasting thing we have. That's the only thing that help us to have peace in the world and among nations. Yeah, if all nations are more enlightened, then we will be more peaceful with each other. If you really sincere in your heart and you have humility and you rely on master power only without your ego, you can do anything and influence many people. But unfortunately, not everyone has this faith. This faith can move mountain. Yes. You see how one person can do that, You see how when you're really sincere about what you believe in, and you really believe in what you believe in, you can move mountain. Yes. The mountain is not physical heap of dirt over there. The mountain is inside people's mind. And that is more difficult to move. You just have to be sincere and everything turn out all right. And no expectation. You know, you do it because you love to do that for people. Then it works. Wonder. Everything is like that in our group. And people still don't learn. Many don't learn. It's just the ego standing in the way. If you do everything like this egolessly, no string attached, no, just unconditionally, just for the people's benefit. Not even for yourself, not even for the hope that master come or anything at all, not even the hope to get married or, you know, blessing from God or anything at all. Then it's wonderful. It feels so good to join this kind of group, you know, and to help or to interact with these kind of people. I like that very much. Yeah, I wish that all of us can become like that. The same with sometimes people ask questions and ask the same thing, but sometimes I feel very irritated from one person and not to another, even the same question, you know, same demand. It is the selflessness, the innocence, you know, that make everything good. Even though the same question, but the different motive, different purity inside, that make people feel good or not good. Yeah? Same action also, that make people feel good or not good, to join, to help, or to watch. You see what I mean? Yes. We all know that, but not all of us can practice. That's the problem. Because of the ego. The ego always wants to do things for profit, for fame, for fortune, yeah? For whatever, even for blessing from heaven. That is also another right way to do things. Yeah? You have to do it because we like to do it, to share the goodness for people and make others happy, just the way we are happy. If we benefit from something, we want to give that to people. And that is the only motive we should do. And luckily, some of us haven't learned. Some people knew, but they're quick, because they have been practiced many lives before, I guess. And they're very natural and pure and selfless. Just do it naturally, no expectation, nothing. But not just doing it, do it intelligently and unconditionally, casually, you know, naturally. Yeah, so sometimes people do the same thing, but don't feel the same. Feel so fresh, you know. If one person can inspire and give a mental support to a lot of people, if all of us can stick to our ideas, that would inspire a lot of people. You see that? If we stick to our original idea, it would be fine. Yes. There was a joke about the turtle, the slow one. There was a group of animals live in a jungle, and at that time there was a drought and famine. Many animals die. And so they have a gathering, they meeting together, and they say, well, the situation is very bad. We have to sacrifice, we have to kind of eat each other, stay alive, some of them. So they all agree. So they make a contest, like, they have to tell a joke. And the joke has to be funny, that everyone in the group must laugh. If a joke, it's not funny enough that even one animal doesn't laugh in the whole group, that animal will be eaten. The joke teller will be eaten. So, okay. So first came the elephant. He tell a joke then. Oh, so funny, so funny. Everyone laugh, rolling on the floor and everything, except the turtle. Turtle don't laugh. He just sits there, staring at the elephant. So, well, everybody feels sorry. The joke was funny, but rules are rules, so they eat the elephant. And the next one, some other animal tell the joke, you know, the deer tell a joke, also very funny, everybody laugh, rolling on the floor, hurt the stomach and everything. The turtle didn't laugh, just sit there. So rules are rules, feel sorry for the deer, sweet one, but they eat the deer. And it continue, you know, until only a few animals left. And it's the monkey's turn to tell the joke. He was trembling. He couldn't dare open his mouth. You know, and he kept looking at the turtle. He didn't know how to start. And suddenly the turtle began laughing. It was so funny. The joke that the elephant told was so funny. You just have to be sincere and everything turn out all right. And no expectation. You know, you do it because you love to do that for people. Then it works.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Up next on Supreme Master Television, it's Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News. May your days be beautiful, peaceful, and joyous.